This is HPR episode 1897 entitled, Installing Windows 7 Ultimate. It is hosted by Swift110 and is about 23 minutes long. The summary is, I talk about installing Windows 7 Ultimate on a 320GB HDD I got from a friend.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Swift110. Decided to do a recording about installing Windows 7. I managed to get an extra SATA drive from a friend of mine. He was nice enough to give me an old hard drive that he had. Didn't need it no more, so he went ahead and gave it to me, and it's approximately 320 gigs of capacity. So I figured it would be a very useful thing for me. Currently, this PC that I have is a Gateway DX48. Let me see. Look at the side, because I don't always remember necessarily. Side panel. It is a Gateway model DX4860 and UB3PP is the specific model that it is. I bought it in November of 2012, and the original idea I had when I got this PC was that over time I would upgrade it. I would upgrade it, and it would suit my purposes quite well. Well, that's actually been what's happened since November 2012. Here it is, nearly November of 2015. So it's been a good long time that I've had this computer. And I gotta say, I'm pretty happy with it. It comes with an i5-2320. CPU. It has 8 gigs of RAM, DDR3. Of course, being of that generation of CPU, it's an Intel 2000 internal graphics. That's what it was out the box. I ended up getting a Mac Pro from one of my friends, a 2006 Mac Pro, and well, the logic board died on it, and I kind of just left it sitting around for the longest time. Didn't do anything with it. And I was thinking about selling the monitor, trying to get some money for it. Well, anyway, that monitor, after a long time, I finally decided to, what if I could connect this to my PC? Then I discovered it needed a dual DVI graphics card. Okay, so that I could connect the monitor. The monitor is a 30-inch Apple Cinema display. It has 2560 by 1600 resolution. It's a really nice screen. It's just such a pleasure to use. Oh my goodness, it's crazy. And we got that going. So I needed a new graphics card. But in order to get a new graphics card, I would also need a new power supply. So I went to Micro Center, as tradition, and got a 430 430 watt power supply. I figured it would be sufficient for my needs. And I also got, was it modular or non-modular? I forgot. I got a good deal for it, so it's okay. Anyway, I also got the graphics card. I was originally looking for a GT210 because all I was interested in was connecting the monitor to my PC and having it work so I can put something I have to use instead of it just sitting here. It's a great screen. So putting it to use is a very, very, very good thing. So I go to the Micro Center looking for the GT210, grab the box, pay for it, go home. Guess what was in the box? Not a GT210. It was a GT610. So, okay. Pretty much I got the hookup. Holla if you hear me. So, not being one to look a gift horse in the mouth, I just went ahead and installed it. Could have even gotten the money, one of those mail-in rebate things. I can't stand those things. But I decided to just, you know what? I got a good deal. I paid like $25 for it. Huh. And I know people are probably making fun of me right now. You're saying, man, that GT610 is some garbage. Like, what is this? 2006, 2008. You can do better than that, buddy. Why don't you, you know, you could at least rock a 750 Ti. Come on, bring it up to Maxwell. I'm sorry. I don't have it yet. Actually, with regards to the GPU, I'm going to actually get a better one at some point. It's just not a high priority. I'm able to do everything I need to do with this monitor. I'm not really much of a gamer. I'm getting the full resolution, so I don't really have a pressing need to upgrade that just yet. Considering getting a 960 or a 970. So if I was to get a graphics card, I'm going to get a good graphics card. The funny thing is, if I get a 970, it'll be almost as much as what I paid for the computer in the first place. I originally paid about $400 for it. It was another model. What I did was I was looking at what was available. And like I told you, I always had the goal of upgrading it. So I was going to buy a basic computer, Micro Center, upgrade it, do what I want to it over time. That way I don't have to necessarily have all the money up front. It could just be a gradual thing. So what happened was I went ahead and bought another model because they didn't have what I wanted in the Rockville store. So I ended up taking that thing home, which was interesting. And I found that I didn't have the right connections for a monitor. Really? So I decided, you know what, I'm going to go take this thing back and get my computer that I actually want, the Gateway. I bought something else. Anyway, it's a pain in the butt going to Micro Center from DC to Rockville with a computer. Kind of really didn't feel like doing that. So one of my buddies, you know, he picked me up. I took the piano to the store in Vienna. And I ended up switching it for what I actually wanted and got $15 back. So that's not bad at all. I'm not complaining about that. Got home, set it up. Bob's your uncle. So now we're fast forwarding nearly 3 years. And I'm pretty satisfied with the machine. I know it's an older CPU, but it's good. I can change that out at some point. The only thing now that they kind of got me on is with regards to the motherboard. It's an OEM model. And here's the issue. The CPU that I have can go up to 32 gigs of RAM. However, the motherboard can only go up to 16. So it seems like I'm restricted by the motherboard. Granted, 32 gigs of RAM is, to say it nicely, quite overkill for me. 16 gigs would be just fine. And I'm considering getting that as well. So what I want to do with regards to this computer is to get another graphics card and to double the RAM. I like playing in VirtualBox, so that'd be kind of cool. I'm starting off with Blender and getting used to working with that particular program and GIMP. And I just don't have very intense needs for RAM, so I don't really need 32 gigs of RAM. It's just nice to have the option to upgrade to that in the future. And the truth of the matter is, my issue with getting the 16 gigs, and then I decide later I want to swap out the motherboard and get 32, is that, well, I'll have two, I'll be getting, well, I can probably get around that. Because when I get the 8 gig, when I get the 16 gig kit, roughly $100, I might be able to get a little lower, maybe $80. That would be phenomenal. It's going to be 2 4-gig sticks. So if I get a motherboard, for example, that has 4 slots, then I can put the 16 that I bought and then get another 16 later. The issue with regards to RAM and pricing is that right now DDR4 is out. So at some point, production of DDR3 is going to cease. They're going to focus on DDR4. And prices for DDR3 RAM is going to go up. I'm concerned it's going to do the same thing as DDR2. Now DDR2 RAM is pretty expensive. You'd think it would be extremely cheap at this point, with those machines being old as the hills, but it just doesn't work that way. Demand makes the price go up, I guess. They're more rare commodities now, so let's just say the price isn't right for DDR2. That's why I'm glad I got my X201 laptops that are DDR3, so I can get past all that nonsense. With regards to this gateway, man, there's a lot. I don't even fully use its capabilities now, but I look forward to at least doubling the RAM. Strongly considering with regards to the motherboard, I don't know. I've actually never, you know, taken a computer or, well, I've never done that with one of my own computers. Take the computer completely apart, put the motherboard. Yeah, you know what? I've never done that. Go all the way down, take the motherboard out, switch it out, and put all my components on. Never done that before. So I'm a little bit apprehensive about that. I'd rather not. But I got to learn to get past all that nonsense and go ahead and do for myself. So the computer currently is dual booted. For the longest time, I just had Windows 7. The version of Windows 7 they gave me that was already on the PC is the Home Premium. I would have much preferred Professional. Could have gave me Professional, but they pretty much got me on the Home Premium. Ah, whatever. It came with a 1 terabyte hard drive, which was a phenomenal, and still is a phenomenal amount of storage. I don't use it all. And having this extra 320 gig hard drive in there, that's a nice chunk. So I have storage galore. Actually gonna probably use that to back up my Fujitsu Lifebook 4215, because that hard drive is kind of long in the tooth now. So it's gonna be needing to be replaced eventually. I'm gonna hold off on that just yet. But all in all, I'm happy with the gateway. There's stuff I can actually do with it to put it to work. I find that I use my laptops a lot more than I use my PC, which is absolutely interesting. Oh my word. Oh my word. I just installed, Windows. I got the ultimate version because I'm crazy. And so now I'll be able to get around some of the problems that I was having before. The thing about Windows Home Premium, I've been trying to install a game, SimCity 4 Deluxe. It's an older game from like 2007. And it just gives me issues. Ironically, I installed the exact same game on my Fujitsu LifeBook 4215, which is a laptop from 2006. It's a Core 2 Duo. And it runs the game just fine. It's just on a little laptop that's 12 inches. I want to run this on my PC. Once I run it on my PC, I don't know if you guys will ever see me again. Because I almost want to say I'll never leave the house. Of course, that's a bit of a hyperbole. Because I don't like staying in the house a long time. I like going out, walks and all that. So I just really want to play SimCity 4 Deluxe again, reload up my old cities and get back to work. You know what I mean? I love that game. And having the ultimate version of Windows 7 will make that not an issue. There's certain features that Windows 7 Home Premium lacks that are available in Professional, Ultimate, or even Enterprise Edition. And one of them is Windows, I think it's XP. And it's almost like a virtual machine within an operating system that allows you to run your older games with no problem on Windows 7. That's been an issue for years for me. So getting around that would actually be a fantastic thing. Looking forward to actually getting that going and being able to play that game on a computer with vastly greater capabilities than I've ever had before. I haven't actually played the game, 5 years? And I played that game on this old Pentium 4. So it's been a while. And looking forward to getting to it. As I mentioned, I have the cities that I've already worked on, regions and whatnot. So it's going to be funny seeing what I did years ago and actually starting where I left off, pretty much. I've long since thrown away the old computers. And now I'm rocking a new hotness, old and busted. Got done away with. So that works out pretty well. I'm so happy to have this extra hard drive. This is proving to be a big boost. I'm still installing Windows. It's completing the installation. Actually, this isn't that long. I'm used to it being a much bigger issue, but I'm hanging in there. Pretty much going to wait until it finishes completely. And then I can install various programs I have. What I'll do with the original 1 terabyte hard drive in the gateway is that it's dual booted with Windows 7 Home Premium and Linux Mint 17.1. I want to shrink the partition of Windows 7. And obviously grow the Linux Mint partition. I'm going to shrink it quite a bit. And what I really would like to do, what I could do even, is transfer what I have on there. I might just decide to give the whole terabyte to Linux Mint. And then the whole 320 gig will be the Windows. That whole second drive will be for Windows 7. I'm flirting with that idea right now. We'll see if she responds. Don't know what else to say right now. I'm past the 19-minute mark. I could run my mouth a little more. But this computer, I'm trying to think what else to say. Look forward to playing SimCity 4 on it. City Skylines on it. You can tell I like city strategy building games. Tropico. I really want Oregon Trail. Oh, I love that game. I mean, I was playing that game back when, back in the day when I was younger, a lot younger. Man, I wasn't even 10. Wow. I used to play it at this place called Learning Smiths that was located in Georgetown Park in DC. It was a mall. You could just go, and they had an FAO Swartz upstairs. They had a Learning Smith, and they had several computers. Good God, curious about the specs of those things now. But you could just kind of go there and play on the computers, and they had a lot of Broderbund software. Played math games, and this one game that I don't know the name of, but it's like an aquarium simulator that you can play as different sea creatures, different types of fish, octopus and stuff. I don't know the name of that game. It's such an older game, and I'm assuming it's a Broderbund game, but I don't know the name of it. And I haven't played it since, what, 92? So, it's probably a lot to ask, too. You know, but I'd love to play that game again. It's probably not as great as it appears. It's just I was a little kid, and this is back when Amazon Trail was out, Oregon Trail was on, and those were the days, my friend. I thought would never end. Pop references are crazy. Trying to think. But I really miss those stores. The FAO Swartz, I miss the Learning Smith. Now that I'm old enough to actually buy stuff from there, there are no more. Such is life. And just got to deal with it, you know. I'm still waiting for this installation to complete. But I'll probably just do another video about installation further. I'm tired of talking. Well, anyway, this is Anthony. This is Swift 110. And I'm installing Windows and talking about the specs of my Gateway PC. You guys have a great day. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.